Here at the Jason Ellis Show, reminding you, onnit.com/Ellis. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, Alpha Brain that makes you think and remember things. When you're a guy that's bounced his head off the ground a few too many times, this is the kind of pill that you take before every show so that you remember the name of the show and your own name. It's there's that, the Alpha Brain that I, Shroom Tech that I use before I work out, kettlebells that I use all the time, all this stuff. A discount if you use onnit.com/Ellis, not to mention it notifies everybody at Onnit that you listen to this show, and we really appreciate that if you do that. Of course, Lean Feast, these guys have meal prep. They have a bunch of different stores around the country. If you go to leanfeast.com, you'll see all the different headquarters that they have. And there's a really big selection of all different kinds of foods, donuts, pizzas, all this stuff that, with low calories. So you order it, you get it to your house, and you put it in the microwave, and you never miss out on a meal, and you never have to worry about what you're going to get, and you don't have to go to the store. If you go to leanfeast.com and you use the promo code Ellis, get 10% off. Thanks to Lean Feast. I really appreciate those guys. And of course, Cool Ven. Go to cool-ven.com and use the promo code Ellis for these guys, where you get an insulated bag that keeps your drinks cool, and then a top section with a heat pad that keeps your food hot. I don't know, maybe you have a flat coffee that you want to keep warm. Whatever it is, plugs in the car, plugs in the house. You could take it somewhere, plug it in, and cook a steak. I saw it on YouTube. So cool-ven.com. Use the promo code Ellis. Thanks, guys. Yeah. What's up?
I'm all totally moving, new and improving, and not that we never go. I've got the heart and desire, yeah, my balls are on fire, yeah, ready to take on to the top. Welcome to
I made my glasses fog up.
That's how you know you did a good job.
It's hot and steamy in here. It's hot. Wait, almost sang.
Yeah.
I almost sang a rapist. Ooh, that was close.
Yep. You're
can't
really
use that anymore.
It there.
I'm just hot. I didn't go to the kitchen at all.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But it took me a minute to.
Yeah, because I almost.
What's going on?
Yeah, I almost got hot in. And you can't not go into the kitchen.
What did you think was going on, Kevin?
I don't know.
He doesn't know that guy that well, I don't think.
No.
Good for
really.
You. I think we should all take a pill that makes that guy disappear.
I'm into it.
Right?
Yeah, fuck him.
Do we really need the kitchen anymore?
Nah, fuck that kitchen.
If we lost the kitchen, would we care?
I know. I've made my peace with no longer listening to I'm a Flirt.
The remix was good, but can't do it.
Well, and T.I. is on Flirt, and he's problematic now as well.
You know what? I never really liked those songs. That one wasn't... that. I don't really care. I'm trying to think what song do I miss.
I can't listen to Rubber Band Man anymore, huh?
Oh, yeah. I don't care. I already forgot how it went.
Yeah, I could live without Rubber
I really
Band
like
Man.
That one song you did with Aaliyah, Age Ain't Nothing But A... Oh, wait! Oh. Zoinks!
Oh my god.
Oh no.
Man, T.I., come on, dude.
Everything's ruined.
Holy shit. How did they... Oh, all right.
You know about the T.I. Lil, whatever her name is, allegations, right? They like sexually enslaved people across multiple states or something.
What?
Allegedly. Nothing's been
I know
proven.
That he made his... He checks his daughter's hymen.
Yeah, this is after that.
Oh.
He checks his daughter's hymen and he smuggles sex workers?
We should have known.
Allegedly?
T.I. Allegations.
Come on, Rubber Band Man.
No
tip. You know, I never liked it when he...
more people accused T.I. and Tiny of sexual assault.
What's with you guys? Why can't you just have sex with the people that want to have sex with you? What is with the people... slave? What is this?
So there are 11 accusers in total who say that T.I. and Tiny drugged, kidnapped, and sexually assaulted them. In addition to making, Tiny is also alleged to have made terroristic threats.
Can I ask who Tiny is? I forgot. Sorry, it's been a bit.
That's the chick, right?
Didn't That's his wife.
Didn't they have a TV show together?
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, the wife.
Yes.
See, I always thought that T.I. was down with that other chick, but I get her confused. Who's that girl that she, the girl that was with Ja Rule?
Oh, come on. These, I'm sorry, I had not actually dug into these allegations.
Wait, they're real bad?
Yeah.
What else did they do?
Okay, here's... Do they eat people?
I know, right? Because how much worse can you get?
The woman... Okay, no. Like, this is... No, it's not any worse than that. It's not additional allegations. It's a specific nature of one of the allegations. A woman who served in the U.S. Air Force claims she partied with Tiny and T.I. at a club in Los Angeles in September of 2005. At one point, she consumed a drink given to her by Tiny that may have been laced with a narcotic. After returning to the couple's hotel room, the woman began to feel lighthearted and dizzy. She claims...
Lightheaded.
She claims Tiny washed her.
Hey, it's me, Tony.
All of a sudden, this guy Tony
it's
was there.
T.I.'s wife, Big Tony.
Just throwing dough in the air and
making pizzas and prostitutes.
Okay, this
That's
is not
what Big Tone does.
This is not funny, but this is
okay, sorry,
crazy.
Sorry.
She claims Tiny washed her and T.I. in the shower once in the bedroom. The woman began throwing up, and T.I. allegedly tried to insert his foot in her vagina.
What?
That's not funny.
I know it's not funny. This is insane.
While she's vomiting, he tried to put his feet in her vagina?
Yes.
And he's...
Time and a place, dude.
Is there a place
no,
for that?
I've never been
not.
To that place.
Yeah.
Nor known that time.
Yeah, tell me the place. I'm not going.
Pornhub. That's when you should put a foot in somebody's butt.
I
feel like
that.
When someone's vomiting, you should just wait a minute.
Well, I think that when you drug them, you should not do anything with them, and you should also go back in time and not drug them.
That's a very good
That's
point.
That's great advice.
Yeah.
If only T.I. had heard that before he became a raper.
See, I feel like...
Allegedly.
I feel like T-Pain's okay. He's the only guy from I'm a Flirt. But I don't know if you hang out with those two kinds of guys. Maybe now T-Pain is also suspicious.
Oh, don't do that to T-Pain. T-Pain would never do that.
I don't think so.
I would have thought T.I. wouldn't have done that. I don't know, though. He didn't have a machine gun in his tour bus. It's pretty stupid, right?
They just boot him off the next Marvel movie.
He's in a Marvel movie?
He's in the Ant-Man movies.
Doing
yeah.
what?
He's in like his crew.
He needs to get the fuck out of here.
He's out of the crew.
They did?
Kicked him out, yep. He's not going to be in Ant-Man 3.
I mean, if you're going to fuck with Pepe Le Pew, you should probably get T.I. out of there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One fake raped.
Yeah, Pepe Le Pew.
Allegedly.
Deservedly canceled in his own right.
Right.
I'm not sure where
I never liked him.
I know, we're not missing out on much at all.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I don't know, that's a shit show.
Yeah, he was sort of the
Especially when you're a kid. Love. Yeah, no, I really need to know more about love cartoons. I don't give a shit if he likes anybody. This guy sucks. Let's get back to that cat beating up the mouse.
Here.
That's my shit.
Yes.
Man, when's he gonna, you know, when are they gonna kill each other? It's weird. They explode and then they live. How's that possible? Uh-oh, TNT, boof! And then he's like got singed hair. I'm like, singed hair? TNT?
Yeah.
You guys are indestructible.
Yeah, why are you even bothering to run away from this guy? Nothing seems to happen to you when he stuffs you full of military-grade explosives.
Yeah.
It's like Ben Askren in the cartoon.
That's right. Speaking of Ben Askren...
We should talk to that guy, right? Hey, everybody. Jason Ellis here. Jason Ellis Show. Do you want to live? Well, you better stay hydrated, and you better drink a liquid death. This is the future of all water, because no more plastic, son. This is... A can. It's not beer. You can get one with bubbles in it. It's not beer. Don't get weird and think that it's an energy drink with beer in it. It's water, man, and it's freaking delightful. Check it out. I'm chugging right now.
You're talking about the original energy drink right there. H2O. In a sleek, heavy metal, recyclable can.
Liquid Death are a huge supporter of the show. They're out there. You can get them everywhere in the supermarkets and stuff, and it is the future of drinking water. It's so much more convenient. The one with the bubbles in it, because I'm a seltzer guy, it's got less bubbles than normal bubbly water, so you can smash it, and you can crush it, and you can kill your thirst. You know, you can murder it, because that's what they say in the can.
Oh, yeah. Straight from the Alps.
Yeah. I really like these guys. They're, like, trying to make it things better and also give you water.
My kids love it, too.
Everybody loves it. Liquid Death, everybody.
Where can you get Liquid Death, Jason?
I mean, my house?
Where else can you get it?
I think 7-Eleven or something.
I have those near my house. I see those everywhere.
I'm really thirsty. I don't really have that much time for this commercial. I'm sorry.
Jason, let me talk to you about ShipStation.
Oh, yes. Do it, Michael.
I don't need to tell you about ShipStation.
I know ShipStation. You get stuff delivered to people with ShipStation.
ShipStation is the only way that we are able to sell our book. I don't know what I'm doing. Luckily, ShipStation knows everything that I don't know about how we can take orders, how we can fulfill orders, how people can get the stuff that we want to sell them. It takes the hard part. It makes it easy.
Yeah, and thanks to them, I've sold massive amounts of books because I don't even know where most of those people live, Michael. I can't drive there.
No, I don't have the time to hand deliver these things. That would be ludicrous.
Do you know how long it takes to get to Alberta right now from Hermosa Beach?
That's right.
No. Instead, I think you should use the offer code ALICE and get 60-day trial, free trial. That's 2 months, baby. 2 months free. No hassle, stress-free shipping. Go to ShipStation.com, click on the microphone at the top of the page, and type in ALICE, E-L-L-I-S. That's ShipStation.com. Enter the code ALICE. Make ship happen.
Nice.
All right, everybody. We have a guest on Zoom, I believe. If this works out and Zoom doesn't completely fuck us. Great Ben Askren.
Fuck yeah!
Welcome back to the show.
We're just going to turn the lights on. This guy is making an effort.
I think it looks better. I don't have my ideal lighting. I'm in an Airbnb in California, so.
You look totally like Ben Askren, so I think we're in business. And I just did an interview with somebody else who was on a shark boat, and we could barely hear or see him, so this is excellent.
What is a shark boat?
Dude, I'm a pro surfer guy that I interviewed for the show. Is not only a big wave surfer who just recently surfed a 100-foot wave, he owns a shark boat where he takes people and shows them sharks. He was like, I'll take you guys. I'm like, maybe. This guy's a gnarly jiu-jitsu guy, trains a lot. Like, he can really fight.
Do you get to stay on the boat or do you have to go in the water with the shark? If we're on the boat, I'm cool with that.
No, there's a cage where you get in for sure. Not you wouldn't cool. do that?
Nah.
Really? A guy?
I'm scared of sharks. Aren't you scared of sharks?
I am actually scared of sharks. I've tried to surf lately and I've had a big phobia about my legs being torn off by a giant monster. So yeah. I think that I have more paranoia than the average person, but I also am one of those people that is willing to face that fear because I have a few friends that are like, I don't go in the ocean. I'm like, why not? Because sharks. I'm like, dude, if you go in the ocean.
That's the shark's house.
What?
That's the shark's house.
It's okay. Have you ever you hunt? You go to the woods. Do you ever been eaten by a bear?
I don't hunt at all.
Oh, okay.
You've never seen that's the shark's house video. I'm gonna send it to you on Twitter.
No, I haven't seen that. Is it? Oh, are we talking about so the fast. Golfer?
No, it's a lady. I'm gonna send it to you after the show. I'll send it to you. You can appreciate it.
Okay. All right. So we have a lot to talk about, Ben Askren, because. Right. I am so close. You're the MMA. See, I had a fight probably 10 years ago against a fighter named Gabe Rudiger. Have you ever heard of him?
Yes, I've heard of Gabe Rudiger. He was on The Ultimate Fighter, right?
That's right. So Gabe Rudiger and I trained at Team Quest a very long time ago when I first learned any mixed martial arts along with Dan Henderson and all those guys. Very friendly to me. Obviously, no idea. At that time, I'd been training for about 3 months. So then... Yeah. Move a few years ahead. I started boxing with Justin Fortune when I moved to Los Angeles. And okay. We were talking about my boxing against an MMA guy that had bad hands. And someone said, Gabe Rudiger. And I was like, yeah, I could probably beat him. And then Gabe has my number. So now I'm leaving my show that day and I get a phone call and I don't know it's him. I'm like, hello? He's like, what the fuck, motherfucker? You think you can take me? And I'm like, wait, who is this? It's Gabe, bitch. Like, what the fuck? And I'm like, dude. Somebody called and said that could I beat you? So I said, yeah, my honest opinion. I'm not trying to like fight you in the alleyway. I just want to, I'm just saying a boxing fight. So anyway, one thing goes to another. He agrees to it. And I knock him out because
you knocked him out?
Yeah, with one shot in the second round, an overhand right.
Was it a fight or you guys just met in the gym or something?
No, we fought.
It was at the Hard Rock.
In front of 3,000 people at the Hard Rock.
Okay, so it was a real, like, it was sanctioned and shit.
Not sanctioned. I have these events called Alice Mania where there's 10 fights, and I'd say most of them are comedy fights, and then there's usually a couple of real fights. Like, I've had Dave Mirra, professional BMX guy, fight Brian Deegan. I've had Benji Madden fight Ricky Rackman, and these fights are real fights. They've got 16-ounce gloves on, but it's still a real fight.
Wow, nice.
So I knocked out Gabe with 16-ounce gloves on because he does a Muay Thai stance thing where every time I threw, he would try to reach his hand out, and it was bad. It's a bad idea to do that shit against somebody that boxes. I have so many friends that try to tell me that Ben Askren is going to lose this fight. And I keep trying to tell people, as a guy that has had boxing and is not a real fighter, I would call myself not a real fighter, but fought a real fighter who hadn't done a lot of boxing, and I did a lot of boxing, you can win. It can be done. And Ben Askren is known even more so as a guy that has bad hands or no hands. But I keep adding to everybody, I'm like, look, Gabe Rudiger and Ben Askren are fucking two. Like, Ben Askren is a fucking monster. Like, you fought all the gnarliest people in the world that throw punches with 4-ounce gloves that would knock out anybody, and you're here. You're one of the toughest people in the world who's also an Olympic wrestler. Your mindset, you must be doing something in this training camp that is going to show on April 17th.
Yeah,
that you're
an
athlete.
My hands were feeling fast today, Jason. They were feeling pretty fast in my morning workout.
So you feel that you have got, how much better do you think you've got at boxing since this fight has been booked?
Oh, so much better, because I never ever tried to box before.
I've heard you say this. I know that you've said that you've never tried to box before, but you do train at what's his name?
Yeah, but you got to think about what the purpose is, right? My whole purpose was just get close enough to take you down. It wasn't even like, if I landed a punch or two, that was cool, but that wasn't my intention.
But you're saying Duke Rufus, when you were like, okay, time to hit pads, you'd be like, yeah, I don't really need to do that, Duke. You're saying?
No, we do a couple rounds of pads, but the pads weren't a gigantic part of the training regimen, right? We did a lot of, we sparred twice a week pretty hard, and in that, it was MMA sparring, so you could do whatever.
Right.
Right? And then we did jiu-jitsu, we did wrestling, we did everything else. And then, you know, pads were kind of like, I would say, auxiliary to everything else.
Because I see your technique. Obviously, you throw a punch and that's your mistake. As soon as you reach out with a limb, you either duck under and grab on or whatever it is, whatever move. Instead of throwing a counter punch, yours is a clinch or a takedown. And I saw Logan Paul the other day. I know that you were going to try and come on with me. And he said, oh, you should have got him. And I'm like, oh, really? That wouldn't have been offensive? And he's like, no, not at all. And I'm like, what about this part? Do you think that I would have existed in the interview? And he's like, no, not at all. So I was like, well, I'm glad I didn't bring Ben. And I hear you're going to interview him anyway, right? You're going to be on
there? Yeah, you told me, yeah, you hooked me up. I'm going up there later today.
All right, good. I'm glad I helped out. But what I did notice when I talked at the end of the interview, I was like, ah, shit, I forgot to bring up that Ben wanted to come. And he's like, Askren? And I'm like, yeah. And he looks at me like, wait, are you friends with Ben Askren? You know what I mean? And I'm like, I want to be. You know what I mean? Like, I like him.
I think we're friends. I've been on the show like 4 times
We've
now.
We've never met face to face, but sure. Okay. And you know what? You offered me to come up there and wrestle, and I didn't think you were lying. So I really do appreciate it.
Yeah.
But I have met Logan a couple times now, and I got to tell you, I don't hate that guy either. He seems like a pretty nice guy. I've never met his brother. I don't know about that. But when I brought up, he was like, yeah, MMA guys, man, they just don't have hands. And I go, oh, yeah, I get that. I've heard that many times. But this is Ben Askren. You don't think that Ben's got a plan for your brother? You don't think that he can wear him down by holding onto his arms and shit like that? And he looked at me like, hold arms? There's no holding arms. And I'm like, oh, he's going to be. That's my prediction, right? Without you showing any video.
We're going to fight. I'm not going to just box him. I'm going to fight him.
Right, you're gonna wear him down. You probably eat his best shot, and then you're gonna like hold on. And then when he throws, you probably have your hands around his biceps so he can't really unleash you. You're gonna want to be on the inside, correct?
Yes, absolutely.
So you're gonna bulldoze.
This should be common sense for anyone who understands myself and boxing. Like yeah, you understand it. It's simple.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jason Ellis here with the boys, Jason Ellis Show. Do you have hair? Because I don't, man. And sometimes when you're out there and the youth are there and you're all lit and you're doing shit and they're like, hell yeah, let's go to the beach, jump in the pool.
Go comb our hair.
Yeah, or let's go. Yeah, let's use a blow dryer and make our hair look funny. I can't join them, man. I'll never be able to join them.
But Jason,
it's over.
You're not alone. 2 out of 3 men will experience some form of hair loss by the time they're 35.
Don't be me, ladies and gentlemen. Don't be me. Go to Keeps.
That's right. Go to Keeps and look into simple, stress-free ways to keep your hair. If you're ready to take action and prevent hair loss, go to KEEPS.com/Ellis to receive your first month of treatment for free. That's KEEPS.com/Ellis to get your first month free. KEEPS.com/Ellis.
Don't make a hat be your head for the rest of your life.
Jason, I think we can all agree free stuff is awesome.
I'm a huge fan of that.
Free stuff to spice up the bedroom? Even better.
Oh, hell no. You're not talking about free dildo baggins again, are you?
We are talking about Adam and Eve, where our listeners can go to select almost any one item for 50% off.
You know, I just recently had a big-ass dildo with balls and everything that I used to stick to the side of the wall in the shower that fell off and the handle broke off and the cat ate the knob.
I think we've all I think we've all been there. And
right?
That's why you, just like our listeners, need Adam and Eve. If you enter offer code Ellis at checkout, you will get 10 tantalizing free gifts. A sexy item for him, a special gift for her, and a third item you'll both enjoy.
I could probably buy a dildo just for the cat.
Plus free shipping.
It's code Ellis, Michael, right?
Yes, E-L-L-I-S.
That's right. Offer code Ellis at checkout at adamandeve.com. I could be completely wrong, but I sense from Logan's face that he had not thought about that. Granted.
What? Stop.
He said, you can't do that. The ref will stop it. And I'm like, dude, in boxing, you can totally hold people's arms and shit. What are you talking about? Like,
yeah,
people grab people's gloves and pull them out of the way and punch people in the face. That's legal.
Yeah. You know what? One thing I can't believe since I started watching more boxing is
they never call
penalty points. Never. They'll warn them and they'll warn them and they'll warn them. They will not fucking call a penalty point. Some of these fights, I'm like, holy shit, how are they not getting penalty points by now?
You know, if you watch Muhammad Ali and I think it's the first one with Frazier. He gets caught because he does a lot of... He puts his hand on the back of your neck and he weighs you down.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And every now and then he'll throw some slap uppercuts and hooks while he's got his hand on there. And the ref was like, do it again and I'll make you stop. And in the George Foreman fight, he didn't stop him. And I feel
he does
a lot of hanging, a lot of wearing people down. And I know this is the difference and this is why I think... that I if I had to bet money, I would put it on you. Even though I'm like, Jake Paul looks fast, strong. He's all about boxing. He's in Miami with a bunch of fucking killers. But I know that he's had 2 fights. And as a guy that's had 2 MMA pro fights, if I have a third one, I'm going to be fucking nervous. Guess what? Because I've only had 3 fucking fights. And that's just what happens when you've only had 3 giant fights. If you've had 80 against the killers of the world in front of the whole world, and you're like, yep, good luck, you know, touch gloves, versus this guy, he's going to be like, holy shit, holy shit, holy shit. I feel like this is a chance for, I want this to go badly.
Jason, last time we talked, who are you going to fight? I can't remember who you told me.
Oh, yeah, I have a comedian guy that wants to fight me who's training his ass off, by the way, but every time
he
posts...
Are you guys going to do it or what?
I am going to do it. Yeah, we're going to fight in summer.
Oh, my God. Hey, I'm just reading your Wikipedia. So you did not tell me that you also boxed Shane Carwin, but Carwin had one of his arms duct taped to his body.
Yeah, but he's...
For a little while.
Yeah, for a little while.
Believe it or not, the duct tape didn't hold for the whole fight.
Yeah, every time he threw a punch, his other arm ripped out of the duct tape. That dude's a monster. I fought Kyle Kingsbury twice. You know that?
I can't find that on your Wikipedia.
Yeah, no, maybe I don't really have an agent or anything. Maybe I should get somebody to update that shit. But I fought Kyle Kingsbury once at the Hard Rock, and then I also, like a year or two later, I fought a guy, and I claimed that if I beat him quick, then I would fight Kyle Kingsbury for a rematch. So I knocked that guy out in the second round, and then I fought Kyle for 2 rounds until he knocked me out. But I won the first round.
Yeah. Damn. Yeah. Wow. Shane Carwin, that's a scary dude, man. You're crazy.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Yeah.
Ben, let me ask you a couple of dumb questions just on behalf of the people who are dumb.
Everybody watching this fight
is dumb.
Is dumb. Right. I mean,
and I speak for them.
This is an introductory to a lot of people to boxing and mixed martial arts. Like, they're going to be like, oh, I kind of like it, or I kind of don't. Like, this is new eyes, man.
Okay, let me ask you a slightly less dumb question first. You mentioned, obviously, you did a lot of MMA sparring at the gym. Obviously, when you train, you don't always focus on your strengths. You tend to focus on your weaknesses. Have you ever had MMA sparring that you treated more as boxing matches? Have you successfully boxed in MMA sparring? Have you knocked guys out in MMA sparring?
Wow, good question.
I have one knockdown to my record in sparring. I've never been knocked down in sparring. Yeah. But no, so, you know, I would say no, because my whole take on MMA is that the skill set is so vast, and you have to really hone in on the skills you want to hone in on. And you can't really, like, you can't be a world-class boxer and a world-class kickboxer and a world-class wrestler and a world-class jiu-jitsu guy.
He's right.
And so the idea, my idea of MMA is you want to define your skill set and then try to make your game plan around that. And, like, you could look retroactively at my career and say, well, Ben Askren never had any hands, but I was also undefeated for a fucking decade. So
if I could wrestle, I mean, like you, I wouldn't bother to have any hands either.
Yeah. I mean, if George Masvidal never lands that knee, no one is ever saying that. Everyone's saying my training strategy is great. So I'm one knee away from having a perfect training and strategy execution in fights, and people want to say one little event all of a sudden turns that around, and I don't think so. I actually looked it up. I had, including the Masvidal round, I fought 51 rounds, and I got takedowns in 48 of the 51 rounds, even if you include the Masvidal round.
Right, but that was a hell of a takedown, Ben. Well done. But I
did not get one that round.
I was like, you call that a takedown?
I did not get a takedown.
Yeah, but this is the question, because can you throw, because I see your videos, you're not trying, you're not showing, I know you're not, you're hitting the pads, is this 10 ounce gloves?
10 ounce gloves, yes.
So you can knock him out, man. If you get him tired, you can knock him out.
Oh yeah, for sure. I mean, I think it's going to be me making him quit more than knocking him out. He's just going to. I mean, he's not tough. He's a Disney guy. He's not going to want to be in there. He's going to think there's easier ways to make money after about three rounds of our fight. But to your guys' point earlier, it's like, but yes, I have had very many, very, very, very many high-level people throw at me. And, you know, I never was rocked in practice. I was rocked one time in a fight when they had 4 ounce gloves on. As awkward as that may look, I have been relatively hard to hit my entire career.
Okay, that leads me to the dumber question. I think it's tempting to say you're obviously a better fighter than him, but he has a puncher's chance. This is a question for you and for Jason. Just as if he happens to just land one, call it lucky, totally clean shot, are you 100% confident you could just eat that and move forward?
I am, and I'm not even Ben Askren.
Okay.
Yeah, I would say yes. I mean, one time Anthony Pettis was filming I'm blanking which fight he was getting ready for, but I was kind of hopping down rounds for him. And in one round, it was just like, I just hopped back in. I didn't even have my headgear on. And he fucking, and I was mad at him for this, but he spinning wheel kicked me, hit me right in the fucking temple. And, you know, with his heel, because we have no padding on our heel. And it was like, oh, that was annoying. But it didn't even like rock me or hurt me or anything like that. So it's like, you know, when I feel like, well, I've taken that shot, like Jake Paul is not going to hit me harder than Anthony Pettis' spinning wheel kick.
I mean, I've had people, big guys hit me, like Shane Carwin's hands, every time they touched me, I was like, oh man, this is like the worst thing to be involved in ever. Like, he can make you go to sleep just brushing you. But if you're a 190-pound guy, I'm 100, you mean, that's me, fight shape, 190 pounds. You know, certain people, if I hit, they're gone. But I've fought other pro boxers that are my weight class, and I've landed a flush on their fucking jaw, and they're like, you know, jab, jab, and I'm like, okay, fucking that guy, and that guy's some guy that's at the gym. He is not Ben Askren. Ben Askren is known in the world of punches to the head. Who eats them better? Mm-hmm. He's like on the fucking. He's like the poster child.
Well, then
look at his head. It's like from the side. You can tell. It's like Dan Anderson. The side is.
Hey, Dan Harrison, that's a man that can take a shot right there.
Right, but you both have that very. You both have a crazy wrestling background, and you both have a flat face from the side because
very
it's
flat face.
It's ready. It just consumes damage really well.
Hey, did you ever work out Mola Wall? I don't.
Yes, all the time. Mola Wall taught me how to sprawl. He taught me and Sokaju how to sprawl the same day. Me and King Mo were best buddies at Quest.
Yeah, he's a savage, huh?
He's like the nicest person ever who's so gangster, but at one point I got divorced and he like had a big talk to me and was trying to help me. And I'm like, oh my God, this guy's like a friendly person. One time he broke up with someone I was talking to him. Like, I was like, you're not as tough as I thought you were. One time he told me call his friend the N-word because he thought that'd be really funny. Yeah, when I was sparring him, he was like, just call him a bitch-ass N-bomb. And I'm like, no, dude. He's like, just do it for me. Do it for me. And I'm like, I'm not doing it for you. And then eventually I did it and they both laughed at me.
But, oh, man. That's funny.
But that wasn't like I wasn't terrified for my life the whole time. But I love that guy. You still talk to Mo or no?
Man, I haven't talked to him in a couple of years. I used to talk to him fairly regularly. And, it, you know, a lot of it was just I just saw him around everywhere because he was at a lot of wrestling stuff too. But he hasn't been at a lot of wrestling stuff recently. So I haven't seen him in quite a while.
He was a professional wrestler as well as I know he had that Bellator deal, but he let all that go, and now it seems like he's more of a trainer. Is that would I be
right? Yeah, seems like he's coaching.
That's right, he's coaching. Is it top team?
I thought he's gonna be a good coach. He really, you know, he understands everything and the way it works, and I always felt like he related to younger athletes really well.
Yeah, I always felt very personable. Like I felt like I could trust him immediately without really even knowing him at all. I was like, yeah, I completely trust this guy and whatever he has to say. And I remember when he first showed up at the gym, he wrestled Dan Henderson and was flipping Dan over and stuff. And everybody
was so good.
Everybody was like, holy shit, dude, this guy's making Dan Henderson tip over. Oh, you got to learn his hands. I remember him saying, oh, you got to learn his hands. And I think I started training with him at Justin Fortune's. I sparred him a few times there. Made some bets that it could. I made him bleed one time and rubbed it in for like a year.
Dang, Mo.
But I really wanted to spar you, and I really want to spar. I know I'm supposed to go next weekend. I actually said to Logan, I brought my gear, and I wasn't lying. My gear was there. My mouth guard was there. We can spar right now. And he said, yeah, maybe later. I already sparred today. So I
you
do.
You and Logan.
Yeah. Because I spar.
Is he still trying to be a boxer?
He has a fight potentially with Floyd Mayweather coming up.
I thought that got canceled.
I'm hearing rumors that it might turn into another mixed martial arts fighter who was retired, who was known as an insect.
Like or an arachnid.
Oh, sorry, an arachnid. Sorry, yeah, my bad. I didn't go to school.
Logan Paul's going to fight Anderson?
Maybe. That's what I heard. But I didn't hear it from him. I heard it from somebody else. So I don't know if that's true.
That's not going to be competitive. That's ridiculous.
I don't think it's going to be competitive against Floyd Mayweather. When did you think that?
Well,
what the fuck is that?
That's definitely not going to be competitive in any way, shape, or form. But I thought that was ridiculous.
They took me to the ring. And I met his coach. Coach is a really nice guy. They got a really fancy ring. They got a really cool gym. I'll find out if it ever happens, but I got the feeling that he didn't want to really do that with me. Because maybe, I think he thinks, because I look like I mean.
He heard you beat Gabe Rudiger's ass.
Yeah, right. I don't think that's the case. But I think he's got he's very long, but I don't think he fights the same as his brother. I can tell his brother's is stock boxer. He's going to stand like a boxer. I see that he has overhand rights. I don't know how much his inside game is. But I know what he's trying to do. He's going to measure you. He's going to try and keep you on the end of his jab, and he's going to throw hooks because he thinks you're going to reach your hands out. That's what my no conversation with any of them about. That's what I think. And as a guy that's had a couple fights that thought of himself at one point, because when I knocked out Gabe Rudiger, trust me, it got to my head a little bit because I thought I was coming to be a lamb to the slaughter, but he challenged me, so I stepped up to it. But I thought when he looked at me in the eyes. When
was
we
Gabe
faced
Rudiger
off,
the one that he was crying because he couldn't make weight on the ultimate
fuck
fighter.
Yeah.
Was that the one?
Yeah, they dragged him out of the sauna crying. Yeah, naked. But that fight, when I won, all of a sudden I thought that I'd have a chance against a lot of MMA guys, and I did get to spar a lot of MMA guys, which I told Logan when he came on the radio show. Wait till you spar real people to see how good you think you are, because you're gonna find out that. You know, your untrained eye doesn't realize how far away from being Canelo Alvarez, you're not anywhere near him, and you're on the hype train. And I feel he's got a lot of hype people around him, and he's coming in like he's Roy Jones Jr. on your ass. Like he thinks he's got it.
Yes, that's what I feel like. I agree with you.
Do you have MMA friends that think that you're going to lose that are honest with you, or do you have what is the general consensus around your camp?
I don't really talk to people I'm not buddies with or, I'm not close with about it. I don't need other people's opinions. But, no, most people around me know what kind of competitor I am and the fact that if I put my mind – I said this, Jason. I've been top 10 in the world in 4 sports.
Right.
I don't need more than 12 weeks at boxing to beat Jake Paul's ass.
See, out of all the stories I've heard coming out of the people's mouths, as an ex-athlete, that's the most terrifying – yes – no, he could. He fucking can. It's Ben Askren, the guy on TV that beat up everybody. Like, he could totally do this. I have a boxer friend that I argued with this afternoon where he was like, dude, Ben has no chance. And I'm like, how could you say that? Like, how do you think that he's going to show up? I just know you're not going to do spinning back fists. Like, you're gonna have
awesome.
A plan.
I think we should get to throw this in there.
I don't think you're allowed to do that. Is Freddie Roach, did he have anything to say that helped you?
Oh, he's awesome. He's so sharp, and he's funny. He's really funny too.
Did he taught you something in a short period of time being at Freddie Roach's? Could you learn something from that?
Yeah, man. Listen. This is all the way through my wrestling career. It's like, can I be proficient at it in one day? No, but I can hear what he's saying. I can realize what he means, and now I can take it back and I can implement it over the next 5.5 weeks. And yeah, in that period of time, I will be able to get good at what he's doing. So, it's just like, hey, I get to pick the brain of one of the brightest people in the sport. Of course, right. I'm going to do that.
What would you say is the hardest thing for you to learn when it comes to boxing so far in this camp?
I would say there's nothing that's stuck out as particularly like, oh man, I can't do that. I would say there's a whole bunch of things like, oh shit, I don't do that. And it could be for a bunch of, most of it was because, again, when I was striking in mixed martial arts, it was just all about the transition into the takedown, and that was like the only purpose of the striking. So it's like, okay, well, I shouldn't do that after I punch, or I shouldn't do that, or I shouldn't do that. And so a lot of it was just like making recognition of the difference between boxing and MMA and why I did other motions previously. That's kind of like what a lot of it was.
Are your hands up more?
Yes.
And what about power? Has anyone given you something where you're like, oh man, I would have used that in my MMA career? Like, do you have a heavier punch? Because boxers know some science, man.
Yeah, I feel like I'm hitting a lot harder, and I think a lot of that maybe was like, again, when I talk about, I wasn't ever trying to hit you to hurt you in MMA. I was trying to hit you to get you on the ground.
Right.
And a lot of it was me baiting you to throw something at me, because when you throw something at me, then it's easier for me to take you down, right?
Yeah.
The hardest person to take down is someone who just stays defensive and evades you constantly, right? And stays in good position, is really disciplined. So a lot of it was like baiting. But yeah, so I would say I feel like I'm punching a little harder because I'm not trying to follow up with any type of takedown like I would have been in mixed martial arts.
And what about your stance? Because MMA guys stand way more front on than sideways. Are you standing sideways? Are you standing different than Ben Askren has ever stood in combat?
It feels weird to stand sideways, but I'm standing, trying to stand more sideways. It also feels weird to put my front leg out there so far.
Yeah.
Which is like, you would never do that in mixed martial arts.
Right, you get kicked out.
Or taken down, one of the two, right?
Oh, yeah. Wait, you're not going to get taken down, but yeah, sure.
Yeah, either one of those. I mean, I would personally love if someone grabbed my leg. That's fantastic. But it's great. But most people, right? And so, sticking my front leg out there felt really weird at the beginning, and now it's feeling more and more normal.
Man, I wish I could be there to help, mainly just because I want you to return the favor, because the person that I am fighting, he is a friend of mine, and I do like him, and he's not that good, and if he doesn't get way better, I'd way rather have, like, some Ben Askren abilities under my belt where I could take him down and just, like, submit him instead of having a vicious, like, crack in the face kind of thing, because I just don't... He doesn't seem... He's very gung-ho, but it seems like...
You could do a flying triangle, maybe.
Have you considered that?
Yeah. I haven't seen you do that either, Ben. Are you going to teach me that one? I don't recall your flying triangle.
I would watch... Who did that? That was... Vinny Magalhães, right? He had a good
fight. Yeah. Oh, wow. He did. Yeah. From a head kick, didn't he?
Oh, I was thinking more. I saw him do it at ADCC one time, I believe.
Oh, okay. You know, I trained with him at Team Quest as well. I got to know him very well. Yeah, he's he always used to make fun of my body because he is like he looked like a Brazilian Hulk. Like he's like naturally like that. Like I don't even think he was like lifting weights. He just has like a abnormally fucking Hulk, like he had Hulk feet. Everything about that dude is super hulky. And I was trying to get in shape from an injury from skateboarding. And every time I took my shirt off, he used to stand next to me and flex his abs next to me. And I'm like, fuck, all right, I get it, dude. You're fucking shredded. I'm fat. Great. Speaking of fat, how are you? Because I know that we've had this since we first met. You tried to lie and said you've always had a soft body, even though I saw video and photos of you shredded. How are you now?
Video when I was, that was when I was wrestling, too, so I was making 163 pounds.
So what's the weight for this fight?
190.
And what do you walk around at?
I'm coming down. I was the heaviest I've ever been. When I started working out again on December 1st, I was 216.
I think I saw a couple of photos after your hip surgery. I was like, you need to get in the gym.
I wasn't really allowed to do anything at all.
It's fair. It's a hip surgery.
So I think I'm right down around 200 pounds. I'll probably be a little bit less than this. So it's not like I'll be cutting any water weight or anything like that.
Right. Because you know, in boxing, they don't cut. You know that, right?
Yeah, it's really strange. I've heard conflicting reports. I've talked to a handful of people.
Okay.
And a few people said they do. Not like the massive amounts that they would maybe in mixed martial arts. Right. But, you know.
But I would say if you're doing your first 8-round boxing fight, cutting weight would be a bad idea.
Well, the weights are still the day before.
Okay, so let me ask you this. 8 rounds.
Because of the weight class, I will not be cutting a lot of weight.
Okay. But you will cut just a little bit.
Yes.
But a guy that's cut giant amounts of weight, that's really not going to do anything to you.
Yeah, no big deal.
And instead of, because I know that you're a championship fighter, 25 minutes, how is 8 3-minute rounds for you? How has that been? Have you made was that an adjustment to make or easy peasy?
It's just a different condition. So I think it's much, like overall much easier than mixed martial arts, just conditioning wise.
Yep.
You're just doing a lot less. You know, in MMA... It's fucking wild, right?
I mean, I've had both, and you are right. Like times where you get to stand and rest, and the better you get, the more you have those rest periods. I think MMA guys do it too, but yeah, the grappling.
In boxing, it's very muscle specific, right? Your shoulders got to be in shape, and you got to be ready to move with your legs.
Got to be on your toes.
But there's a handful of muscles that you would probably use in a mixed martial arts if you're doing the grappling and stuff that you're not really used all that much in boxing.
Yeah, yeah, I agree. So it's been easy.
I've been fun with it. Yeah, I like it.
And do you think from the day you accepted this fight to right now, your opinion of the outcome has changed at all, or did you think, dude, I'll slaughter this YouTube guy regardless?
I've gotten a lot better since day one.
Yeah,
that's for sure.
Are you surprised yourself?
I thought I was going to get better, right? I'm like, I knew that me agreeing to it, I don't even recall when I agreed to it at some point in the past. I knew that was right. At that point, I was barely training because I was just coming out of my hip surgery.
That's right.
And so I wasn't doing all that much. And I knew I would make progress relatively quickly, and I have.
Man, I know some people want to shit on it, but I've never been more excited for a fight in my life. Awesome. I feel like I'm so close, and I feel like, I want to spar both of you. I want to know how close I am to you guys' level.
Why don't you fight someone on the card, Jason? Because you called Triller.
I'm not famous enough.
Is that really what they said?
No, I never called them, touche, good point. I never reached out to Triller to say, hey, put me on the card. But yeah, I would fight Jose Canseco.
Oh, you whoop his ass.
I know. I saw him. I was like, really, man, bad. That is an unfair fight. But yeah, if me and Lewis could get on that card and it was a boxing fight, I would way rather that. Because to be honest, I don't really want to do jiu-jitsu anymore. I said it.
Really? Why not?
I had a knee replacement and it feels good, but I just don't know if I want to have everybody pulling on it.
Yeah, it makes sense.
It's like it's my baby, you know? It's got all, it's got Kevlar and carbon fiber in there and a dead man in there. And I'm like, I don't want you to.
You both got a fake body part. It's tremendous.
Yeah, I feel like the hip is next for me. And it looks like you bounce back really well. Yeah, I have one hip.
Dude, listen, Jason, I told him, it's like, if I would have known how good the outcome of my hip surgery was going to be, I would have done it years ago. It is like, it was life-changing. Not just like from a training standpoint, but from a how I feel everyday standpoint.
Made everything better. You can run again and all that stuff.
I couldn't run before my hip surgery, but just like sleeping, right? Stupid shit. Like sleep, I can sleep so much better now because I could only sleep in one position.
Oh God, dude, your hip was wrecked.
Or like walking, or if I was riding in a car for a while, I'd be like really sore when I got out. If I was standing for a while, I'd be really sore from that. And now it's like, and honestly, I just thought that's how it should be.
Me too.
Now that I'm better, I'm like, oh, I was in all that fucking pain, and I didn't even realize it was because of my hip. I just thought that was like how the body was supposed to be.
Yeah, wow, you're making me want to talk to the doctor about a hip replacement. I saw John Wayne Parr had a hip replacement.
He had the same one as me, yeah.
And now he's fighting like the toughest dude in Muay Thai. He's back out of retirement for another fight. I'm like, man, hip replacements seem like they make people better.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, like, I was not even athletically, just from a everyday standpoint. If I would have known what the outcome would have been, I would have done it way earlier, for sure.
Let me ask you this. You win this fight, and his brother wants revenge. Do you fight Logan Paul?
So I brought that to someone, but someone said he sucks. Like, he's not good. He doesn't win fights.
You're saying to me that you have not watched video of Logan Paul, you've watched Jake fight, correct?
Yeah, well, I mean, he's only fought for like 5 minutes total or something.
Yeah, but you got sparring videos and shit like that you can watch.
Yeah, a little bit. So I've watched, I have not watched Logan at all, but I brought this up to someone because I figured he picked easy opponents also, and he had a good record. And then someone said, no, he's never won. I guess
he's
0-2. One draw.
Oh, yeah, sorry, one draw, one loss. You know what? The fight that he did lose, I will say that the other guy maybe got lucky on a couple of shots, and I think Logan definitely blew his load in the first round from the shock of being a main event fighter and having one amateur fight under his belt. I saw myself where I'm like, and I'm like, why don't I have my power when I throw? I don't understand. I'm like, then after the fight, like, because you've never fucking been here before, dude. You're terrified and you've lost, you lost like a lot of your power from the fear of it all. But he also got a 2-point deduction for some bullshit. So he kind of didn't. The ref gave him a 2-point deduction for hitting the guy, like, because they were both. Every now and then they get into some of this shit, and when they'd fall on the ground, one of them hit the other one. But it was, in my opinion, I've never seen anybody get a 2-point deduction, and that 2-point deduction cost him the fight. So he kind of didn't lose. He kind of looks good. He's long, and he throws jabs from down here, so he has his arm down here. So he's kind of like a little white boy Mayweather, which is always, to me, my favorite guy is a guy like that, because Floyd Mayweather is the only person that can block his head with your shoulder. That and his dad, maybe. Everybody else, when I throw an overhand right and you do that, I hit you in the fucking head. So don't do that to me.
Yeah, Ben, you would take that fight, right? I mean, I remember you talking to us before this fight was on the horizon. You were saying you wanted to stay in the gym. You needed to take a fight every now and again to...
No, I was going to do a wrestling match.
Okay. Well, you said that you wanted to take fights so you could stay in shape, have a reason to go to the gym, have a reason to not get fat.
I think a wrestling match was my idea.
There can't be there can't be an easier way for you to make money in fighting than fighting YouTube guys, right?
There can't be. I mean, how many YouTube guys can there be, though?
Yeah, you should go after Poopy Pie next.
Yeah, I think if you do too well, you're going to end up meeting me. That's what's going to happen.
That'd be fun.
Yeah, I would have the greatest day of my life. It'd be an honor to...
Yeah, you're after Blippi.
Yeah, it would be an honor to get punched in the face.
My son watches Blippi.
Oh, no. Can you punch him next, Ben?
Don't... You don't know all about Blippi, do you?
Yeah, you know he poops on guys, right?
Blippi?
Oh, yeah. No. Don't do it to him. I don't think we should do it to him.
What?
Blippi pooed on a guy. I'm sorry, Ben Askren, but one time Blippi made a video where he stood on top of a toilet and did a big diarrhea poopy on his friend's face. Sorry.
No. God, that's gross. I'm out of here. I gotta go. It's fair.
I'm so sorry. Thanks.
Hey, wait, real quick, Ben, I don't know if you saw, this is just news that's popped up on my radar as of like an hour or so ago. Dana White says he would like to bet $1 million on you winning this fight. You have any thoughts on
that? Oh, that happened?
That happened.
Okay, finally, a fucking guy that knows stuff on my side. I don't have $1 million, but I think it's a guy. I can't believe everyone thinks YouTube guy's going to beat the great Ben Askren. What the fuck, people? That's it. I just sold a ticket. I'm going to buy it. That's it. If you fucking lose, I'm going to be pissed because you just cost me money. Thanks so much for being on the show, dude. I appreciate your time.
Right.
I know that you're busy as fuck doing everything. Good luck with your fight. I really hope that when the pandemic ends, I really want to hit you up and get a couple of grappling tips just so that I look bad against the other guy. He's like, whoa, he's with Askren. Yeah, that's right. I'm with Askren. So now you're fucked. So I need that.
Got it.
Thanks again, dude. Peace. Later, mate. The great Ben Askren, everybody.
Fuck yeah!
Wow, I'm sweaty.
I like Ben.
Not much to hate about Ben Askren, right? Unless you're Jake Paul. Then you'd be kind of pissed. Because he's funny at being an asshole.
Right. It's not entirely clear to me that he knows, that Jake Paul knows exactly who he picked a fight with.
Yeah, no, I got that from Logan Paul, where he was like, these MMA guys, and as a guy that has said these MMA guys with their bad hands, he's just the one guy out of all the guys in MMA with bad hands that I wouldn't want to have a boxing fight against because he's an Olympic gold medalist.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it, or silver, what, he's a fucking Olympian. And then he's a guy that had 30 fights where he just shit on everyone. Like at one point he was just, nobody had a chance till he came to the UFC and his hip was all old and he was, you know, getting slower.
Yeah.
Then people caught him. But he's a freak, man. Like,
right. Well, I asked the question that I asked for a reason. To me, the only chance, a somewhat athletic kid with a good work ethic has against Ben Askren is a puncher's chance. And if you're telling me effectively he doesn't have a puncher's chance because Ben has eaten far worse from far bigger.
I could be wrong, Michael. You know what I mean? A man hitting another man in the face, you can knock a man out. But out of all people in the world, I've never...
I saw the Lawler fight. I know what you're
saying. That's who I'm saying. Robbie Lawler had his hand pinned behind his back and was throwing uppercuts into his face with 4-ounce gloves over the top of him.
Yeah.
And they were making his whole afro slap back out of his neck, and he just got up and choked that guy like it didn't even happen.
And look, I know motivation means very, very little when you're talking about two grown men who have trained to punch each other in the face, but that to me was the most like pro wrestling thing I've ever seen in the UFC, where, you know, Vince McMahon is like, gives this guy extra money, like Big Boss Man's coming out because Vince McMahon wants him to beat up the Hulk. Like, Robbie Lawler had a conversation with Dana White where Dana was like, the more blood there is, the more zeros there will be on your check.
You make
Robbie
him
Lawler,
snore.
You go kill Ben Askren for me, and you will be a made man for life. Yeah, that conversation happened, and you could see
I think
it.
That conversation happened with every person Ben Askren fought in the UFC.
Right.
Except for the last one, because he was like, maybe the, what's the jiu-jitsu guy? Couldn't knock out Ben Askren, but he was like, definitely submit him.
Right.
What are you doing, Kevin?
Some guy's bothering me.
Wait, somebody's DMing you?
No,
Are you getting defensive DMs? Do you need me to fucking DM a FaceTime? Do these bitches say, what's up? Meet me in the corner of your mom's cunt and your dad's felch.
Oh, dang.
Sorry.
If I could borrow your anus real quick to smite this guy, that would be awesome.
Somebody sent me a photo of their hemorrhoids after our show the other day.
That does not surprise me in the
slightest.
And
his made me feel better about mine.
Man or lady? Oh, is it? Oh, guy, yeah.
Nice.
I'm getting prepared for our thingy.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. We're doing a podcast.
Yeah. Welcome back, I guess. Like and subscribe. Kevin Kraft here is putting on a device that makes him 10 times smarter than he usually is. It's a special device that you can only get if you have the secret code to all the apps.
It's the Genius Guy app.
Right.
Turns me into a fucking genius.
So as I think we've discussed before on this podcast, this show, the Jason Ellis Show, has a longstanding history of giving expert advice, and people from all over the world send us literally millions of advice questions every single day. And we can't get to all of them. We'd love to solve everybody's problems, but we do as many as we can, and periodically we pick out some of the most interesting ones that have been sent to us at submittoellis@gmail.com. These are definitely not letters that were sent to Dear Prudence. These are things that were sent to us. And then we offer these people our expert help. And Kevin here, is it going, bud?
Yeah, let me see. Let me fire this up and see if it's working. Hold on. Hey, buddy, I'm going to suck your big fat dick.
Wait.
Coming in hot, Kev.
Yeah, that's weird. The first thing you want to say when you put the smart machine on is that you want to blow
me? I'm not clear. Has the advice segment begun?
Is it a gay machine or is it a smart machine?
I'm just testing it out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It appears to be working.
Does seem like it's working pretty good.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. This first advice question is probably something that Kevin can give us the best insight into, because you're sort of our resident nerdy kind of guy.
Yeah, this is true.
Okay. Yeah. This is from a parent. They write to us, "I always thought that I could accept anything that parenthood might throw at me. I knew that I could embrace my son if he were straight, gay, bi, trans, etc. But putting it bluntly, my son is sexually attracted to Pokemon. He dropped hints I didn't really pick up on, but over the last few years, I've stumbled across evidence of his browsing habits that left a pretty clear impression about his proclivity. Should I address this with him? Should I try to discourage an orientation that, at least to me, seems kind of pathetic?"
Well, I have to say, I think that it's a little judgmental for you to be angry at your kid for wanting to fuck monsters. Also, maybe you should pursue some of your son's browsing history and see if maybe there's something there. Who knows? Maybe you are also sexually attracted to Pokemon.
I just want to clarify to the listener, if you're only listening and you're not watching the show on YouTube, the smart machine that Kevin has on
works in mysterious ways.
Yeah. There you go. I feel like I've helped everybody understand what's happening. Not at all.
It
feel
makes me
like
smarter by scrambling my brain.
Yes. There you go. Mission accomplished. Mm-hmm. It seems like the kid is... is there a lot of people dressed as Pokemon that are looking to fuck?
There's like a longstanding understanding that if it exists, there's somebody out there who wants to jerk off to it or fuck it, and that there's porn of it on the internet. So of course Pokemon is huge. Of course Pokemon porn must exist. But what do you think? As a parent, of course we're all open-minded. Of course we want our kids to be who they are, and we know we can't change them anyway. What do you think if you find out your kid is full on not really interested in sex with any other human? It's all about Pikachu.
Oh, okay. I don't even know how I see on his computer that he doesn't want to have sex with people. He only wants to have sex with Pikachu.
But what about if he reveals it to you? What about if you say, "Hey, you know, you finish high school and you've never had a boyfriend or a girlfriend. Hey, man, I'm not here to judge, but is everything okay? Why do you not seem interested in dating at all?" And they go, "Well, actually, I'm glad you asked. I'm not ashamed of the fact, but I feel like you should know I'm only sexually attracted to Pikachu. And since he's not real, I'll just be jerking off to pictures of Pikachu for the rest of my life."
Well, there's like 1,000 different Pokemon, and have you ever seen a Jigglypuff?
Man, you almost got...
That's boner-inducing.
Yeah, you're just getting sketchy with that smart machine. It's making you say dangerous words, but sure.
Yeah, I would have gone Squirtle.
I would fuck a Squirtle. Here's the thing I would say to the mom.
He talks way more when he's smarter, right?
You should probably also tell your kid that you find Pokemon attractive as well. And you can flick your bean to Charizard, and then nothing makes a kid less interested interested in something than when their parent likes it too.
That's a good point.
Yeah, well, you really, that smart thing really is working.
Yeah, if my dad had jerked off to straight porn in front of me, I'd probably be gay by now.
Right. That's usually how you get gay. People don't
know
that. Shove a
jiggly poof up your ass.
I liked women until I found out my dad does.
Ew.
Yeah. Time to slub some knob. Help! Help!
Guess I gotta go fuck Charizard.
Yeah. Are you kidding me, son? I love fucking Charizard. I think everybody should fuck a Charizard before they get married. Like, what the fuck, Dad?
Your mother was a Charizard when I met her.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah.
That'll be a surprise.
Question number two. We dine at casual eateries periodically with certain friends. One of them habitually excuses herself by announcing, "I need to go potty."
Yeah, this I know has, people that do that.
Do you really? Okay, yeah. This has progressed from embarrassing to simply annoying. What is the proper thing to say? Or is it too late to say anything? Should it simply be ignored?
You got to ignore it. That's going to cause resentment. She's going to find that to be very resentful when you say that.
But would you say what? Are you really going to keep saying potty?
Do you really need to say potty every time you go potty?
Or you could use the advice that I gave the last person.
Yeah.
And
it's going to be good, I'm sure.
Every time you yourself have to go and take a shit, you should say in the most disgusting way possible and announce very loudly that I'm going to go and spray shit out of my asshole.
It's a button, but I don't think that... I think saying spraying shit out of your asshole is now you're the inappropriate one, but I think if you were to go, oh, I feel like I need to go plop, plop, you know, or something like that, like you say a thing that's your own little thing that's like her one, but your one is like plop, plop, or, you know, poopy doopies, or, you know, like it's...
I have to go tinky out of my doodle plop.
Yes, exactly like that. If you say that enough, she's going to get the picture that maybe none of us need to hear any more announcements about bathroom breaks.
She'll see how stupid it looks.
Yeah. Make sure you say it exactly like that, though.
Mm-hmm. Question number three. My husband, David, is amazing 85% of the time, but he loves to prank me. When we started dating, the pranks were small, like hiding my keys or startling me. But over the years, they've grown meaner and scarier. I hate being pranked, and I have begged him to stop, but he seems unable to understand why they upset me so much. And since quarantine has started, his pranks have escalated.
Yeah, well, anybody who reacts is a guy or a girl that needs to be scared constantly.
Mm-hmm.
The day you stop reacting is the day he stops doing it. So you need to go to scare school, and you need to scare yourself into not being scared. And then when he pops out, don't flinch. And then eventually, he will give up.
The problem is that she can't even tell the difference anymore. So sometimes when really bad things happen, she doesn't believe him because
she
thinks he's being pranked. But then on the other hand, recently, he accused her of ruining his computer and screamed at her. That was a prank.
That's not that funny.
He pretended to seriously hurt himself.
Okay, here's what you do.
Pranks, and he pretended to run over their cat.
Here's what you do. You go camping. You organize a bunch of people, a guy that dresses a crocodile, and then you go swim in the water, and then you do the Mick Dundee where I grab you, give you scuba gear, and then I swish the croc tail, and you go, oh my God, she just got eaten by a crocodile. And then other people steal the tent and the car. Now he's out in the woods by himself and his wife just eaten by a crocodile.
Yeah.
And then after he like makes it to civilization, everybody meets him at where the civilization is and goes, ha ha ha, you fucking idiot. And then he'll never do it again because that was not funny, you guys. I really thought you got eaten by a crocodile. Right?
I would suggest that you just plan prank of your own and... When he's sleeping, you sneak into the bed and you chop off his foot.
And then there's... Okay.
And then you say, pranked.
Helped as fuck.
Helped as fuck. Helped as fuck.
Gotcha.
Man, that is...
That'll end things.
Cut off his foot and say, check that out for a fucking practical joke. You've got one foot. To cut his foot off, put it in a shoe,
yeah,
and then throw it in the ocean. And be like, that's going to Canada. You're not.
Yeah. Chop his foot off and then shove it up your own ass.
What about this? Poison him, like give him drugs to make him feel sick, and when he vomits, cut his foot off and put it in his own ass.
Gotcha.
That old chestnut.
Will you marry me?
Question number four. As always, I think we're doing good work here. This is an older person who sent this to us. We have a lot of older women who listen to the show.
I love old women. I think I explained something about that in a prior episode. Yeah.
I don't know if that was earlier today or several
If there's
weeks
any
ago.
Hot lady, old ladies out there that want to patch on, hit me up on the DM.
Still looking to 69 with 69-year-olds.
That's me, baby. Go spit. Thank you.
This person says, I was put on hormonal birth control for trouble with my menstrual cycle when I was very young, I only recently stopped taking it. I never bothered with dating because I assumed I was asexual, but now that I'm no longer taking the pill, I realize it was the pill that was causing that.
Oh.
I would like to start dating. I have no idea where to start. I am nearly 40 years old and have no sexual experience.
What's wrong with 40?
There's nothing wrong with 40, but can you imagine... Like, I'm picturing myself standing in my own shoes when I was about to, like, kiss a girl for the first time.
Yeah.
All of the steps that I went through to becoming sexually experienced, just comfortable with how to play the game and how to read signs from people. If you make it all the way into middle age, having never participated in that, I know to a certain extent you're somebody's fantasy. There's somebody on Craigslist who would love a 40-year-old female
her.
Version. Me too.
She's listening. I'll fuck you big time.
Kevin, would you fuck her?
Yes, I would.
What about if she just recently took a shit? Sorry, don't worry. Forget about it.
That's a different show.
Yeah. Blacking out at this point. Wait, you have advice for her?
That was going to be my advice. That she should go to Craigslist and take... 12 donkey dicks at the same time.
Thank you. Wait, I was going to say before, she's completely out.
She has a lot of time to make up for.
Like, wouldn't she it could, be, Michael, when you say that you, it's so hard to get off this. When you say that you made out with somebody when you're young and you got all those lessons to learn, in her defense, she would be making out with another 40-year-old, hopefully.
Yeah.
Which would... make it way easier to learn all the steps of fucking
versus
making out with an 18-year-old or something.
No, this
you know?
Is a crash course. She has to go and get pissed on while stepping on someone else's shit while somebody kicks her
Wait,
in the butt.
So you're saying the first time
all
you had...
the things we all did in high school.
Your crash course starts with urine on the face. That's pretty... Like, what level is that?
Grow up, Jason.
Yeah, yeah.
That's how people fuck.
She's got a lot of time to make
this
up for.
This is what your mom and dad did to make you.
Go get spit roasted.
Pissed on each other, and then you were born.
Try out the poop seat, the toilet rim, and just get farted on. And
the stork came in, they both fucked it.
Everybody pissed on each other, ta-da. You're born.
Babies.
Yeah, that's how they're made. Man, maybe the internet is good after all.
If you find the right partner, that's a treat for everybody.
Piss on him.
That's a treat for absolutely everybody. But if you find the wrong person, they're going to be teaching you your entire everything the last 2 decades plus that you missed out on in one
You learn
swoop.
Pretty quick on whether you like to get pissed on.
It's like that Uber lady that got banned from Uber. Her boyfriend said you have to punch everybody in the face. And now, look, that was great. That was bad advice. You don't have Uber anymore.
Yes. It's just like that.
Go get pissed on. That's my advice.
Yeah, you're clearly...
Yeah, no, I saw
you. That is your story and you're sticking to it.
Helped and urinated.
Next question. I spent the Christmas holidays with my family, my husband of 5 years, and our 2-year-old daughter. We hosted everyone at our house. Toward the end of the visit, I got up to check on my daughter, who had a slight cold. I noticed my husband was not in bed and decided to go look for him. Imagine my surprise when I found him and my cousin... having sex on my couch.
Ew, you fucked your cousin, Dad?
No, he fucked her cousin. His wife's cousin.
Oh, that's not that bad. Right?
Relatively speaking.
I mean...
It's better than finding him fucking his own cousin.
Okay, that's all I was trying to say, Michael. Don't try to put words in my mouth. I'm not saying everyone... Just saying he didn't fuck his cousin.
After talking to some other family members who knew... that this was going on and said nothing, I found out that this affair had been going on for a year and a half.
Well, your cousin's a hoe.
I was devastated and heartbroken and will be speaking to a divorce lawyer. Here is where it gets tricky. My family is urging me to get back together with my husband for the sake of my daughter. They reminded me that my cousin loves to stir up drama and probably doesn't even love my husband and just did this to get at me.
What's that got to do with him fucking your cousin?
Because you're fucking over your daughter in their eyes by letting your drama-loving cousin win by fucking your husband.
Yes, but that's old school stupidity because everyone knows when you've been to therapy or met a psychologist that if your husband fucks your cousin, you have resentment, and then that shows how a relationship is to your kids, so your daughter ends up going out with a guy that fucks your cousin. Everybody knows this. This has been proven several times. Go ahead, smart machine Kevin.
I would say it's time to beat up your cousin, and then you go and fuck his grandma.
Whoa! The fucking of the grandma seems difficult. She's a girl, and her putting her pussy on a grandma's face seems like...
Yeah, you gotta go and scissor grandma.
Yeah. Okay.
But man...
And make him walk in on it.
A revenge cousin fucking would be pretty satisfying.
That's... Yeah, I felt like you were almost there except for the grandma part, but I feel like, yeah, if you fucked his cousin...
That's equal. You always have to escalate these things.
What about fuck his cousin's grandma? How about that? Not your grandma. You don't have sex with your grandma to prove a point.
No, his grandma.
Oh, his grandma. Sorry. Oh, go for it.
What about, I don't want to fuck his grandma, but I want to fuck two of his cousins. How about that?
What do you want, revenge? Or do you want
two cousins?
Grandma?
What about a pterodactyl with three cousins?
No, I fucked twice as many cousins as he did.
Send him the video, yeah. Cousin Dactyl. Wrong button. You're held though.
Question number six. I had a baby 2 months ago. About 2 weeks ago, my husband had to go out of town for a few days, so his mother came to stay with the baby and me. One night, I heard the baby crying and heard my mother-in-law go to him. I thought she was going to bring him to me to nurse, so I stayed in bed for a while. When she didn't bring him, I figured she was just rocking him back to sleep and wanted to see if she needed anything like a bottle from the fridge. However, when I entered the room, I saw her holding my son to her breast, letting him suckle.
Oh, what the fuck, tweaker? Ew, I'm calling your son and telling your son you're a tweaker.
Well, she did.
I
wanted to call the police, but my husband thinks that would be taking things too far. We're at an impasse. Do I need to call the police?
No.
Yeah, I don't see what role the police have in this.
Yeah, they're just going to be like, wow, you're a nasty grandma. And that's going to build
no
some...
longer it's being a nasty grandma.
Oh, sucks that the officer has to say that. Trust me, if I made the laws, I'd make sure that grandma's doing that. Would be a law to be broken, but I hate to say it. Grandma's with titties in the kid's mouth is completely legal.
Let her go, boys. Let her go.
This one rides free. Yeah, it's pretty offensive.
Yeah, I give the same advice as I gave the last person, and you solve this by scissoring grandma.
All right, smart machine, Kevin.
I hate to double down.
Yeah.
So, smart machine is... playing ads at me.
Kevin, I don't know how many times I have to tell you, scissoring grandma is not always the answer.
It just so happens that two times in a row it was.
It's weird that the smart machine insists on having sex with grandmothers as like something that helps people out with their troubles. I just feel like that smart machine could be lying.
I'm starting to have my doubts about the smart machine.
Yeah, it's like it's the opposite of that. It's bad advice, dude.
Was grandma giving milk?
That's a fair question.
I doubt it.
How come the baby even cared then?
Yeah, I don't know.
Man, that would hurt if a baby
stupid
was...
baby.
You can't make
grandma.
A baby just suckle on any nipple. Trust me, I've tried.
Are we done? I mean, fucking hell. I don't want to see you two for at least a week. What the fuck happened? Fucking tweakers. Everybody's fucking their grandma. Kids are sucking everybody's titties.
That was the plot of... with the hand that rocks the cradle, the Rebecca De Mornay movie where she's the creepy nanny that tries to take over the family. She like seduces the husband and she's breastfeeding the babies and they find out that she lost a kid. And so she's had this weird revenge thing where she's going to replace a woman and take over her family. And she's kept her milk up all these years. They find a breast pump and they're like, oh, she's been keeping her milk up all these years. That's really playing the long game if you wait until you're a grandma and you secretly keep your milk up. I don't even know if that's possible to do that for 20 plus years.
I was
going to
say, can your buddy do that? I know some people have milk come out of their titties that didn't even have a baby.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I know a girl. She can squeeze titty stuff out of her titty and she doesn't have a baby. She's not even pregnant.
Is it still milk?
I don't know. I didn't taste it. Unlike you two tweakers that probably would have had a sip, but I was just like, whoa, that's crazy. It came out. You think it's milk, Katie?
No.
Yeah, what is it?
I don't know, but it's not milk.
Condensed milk?
It's not colostrum.
What's colostrum?
Isn't that the good bit? That's like the really nutrition dense bit of it's
sounds
like
gross.
The more globuly snotty bit of breast milk.
Mm. It sounds like that load that you had in your soup the other day.
Oh yeah, the booger cum in my ramen.
That's the one.
Man, that's a song. Booger cum in my ramen.
Much lower stakes on this next question right here. This person who wrote to us at submittoellis@gmail.com says, I have licked my knife after meals all my life. Whenever my friend Jill and I are at a restaurant together, she tells me how gross it is and looks away. Doesn't everyone do that?
I mean, first things first, fuck your grandma, I know that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Good, I don't
know. I mean, do you scissor Jill? Do you scissor grandma?
Is Jill currently producing milk?
Good question.
Yeah. If you lick a knife after you cut a bunch of food with a knife, I don't really see like there's any extra germs in that. I mean, you already put it in your food and put it in your mouth.
I don't think they're sharing the knife. I assume this restaurant provides knives to everyone.
Right. I would just be more worried about if it's like a steak knife, you don't want to cut your tongue being a jerk off.
Right.
Yeah. Maybe after you eat something with a spoon, try deep-throating it.
Oh, to like...
See if that fucks with her head.
So he licks the knife and then you just blow a spoon until you gag on it. You know what? Granny fucker's got a point because if you really were like my wife gets pissed every time I lick the knife... And every time I reach to lick the knife, I go, here I go again. And she goes, I don't know how many times that Sizzler is going to let that slide before you start trying to like not lick the knife because your wife is causing a scene by gagging on a spoon. You might be right.
See, the smart machine does work sometimes.
Help!
Help! Help!
She's fucking me up.
We got only.
Sounds great if you ask me.
Got a couple more. You're going to make it, Kevin. What are your thoughts on height differences in relationships? I went out with this girl and she was pretty sweet and was good looking too. I just wonder if it's weird that I am nearly 6'8" and she is 4'9".
I always think that those guys have little penises.
I always think that those ladies have huge vaginas.
Oh, yeah. I didn't think of that. Son of a bitch, Michael.
It's this tiny little. This tiny little sub 5 foot lady with just a gaping crotch.
She's sweatshirts for tampons.
Yeah, just so everybody out in public doesn't think you're weird, you should ask her to waddle when you're out at the mall.
You should have said fuck your grandma.
It's not too late to scissor grandma.
Yeah, I don't even know what that means. That's crazy. Yeah, but
so everybody thinks that. He has a big dong.
Do you think Shaq's ex-wife has a big vagina? Because she was little.
Right.
She's on the Real Housewives of I Fucked a Basketball Player.
I know, I've
seen
photos.
She's a little girl.
I know, I've seen photos of them. And even if she was
and
a normal size...
She's had like seven Shaq kids.
Even if she's a normal-sized lady, anybody's a tiny little lady next to Shaquille O'Neal.
Yeah.
The rumor's always been out there that he has a not Shaq-sized penis.
I heard that somebody that may or may not have had sexual relations with him saying that it was pretty stock. Which means against him, look pretty small.
That's brutal.
Like,
is it that necessary? I mean, as long as it does the job, we're saying he doesn't have a micro. He has probably a normal sized dick on a. Well, look, the guy's fucking 7 foot tall. I think his normal sized dick is probably at least 7.
Mm-hmm.
If you're saying that it's a small dick for Shaq, then it's 7, and 7's fine.
Okay, well, what do we think? Like, do we feel like people have proportionate sized penises at all? Because, like, would you be... Okay, would you be shocked if a guy was, like, 6 feet tall and he had, like, a 8-inch long dick? No, like, that can happen. Yeah. If the guy was 5'4" and he had an 8-inch long dick, would you think that was especially weird because he was a shorter guy? I wouldn't.
I've seen him at the steam room. They right. come in all different height guys.
Right.
I will say this. Most 6'8" black guys have a pretty sweet dick. I mean, whether you know, size-wise.
If you're into that sort of thing.
I shouldn't have called it sweet. I understand some people might not find it sweet. But I've always thought, I've never seen a 6 foot, like a guy that looks like he could play basketball well,
yeah.
take his dick out. And I'm like, oh my God, really? That it's usually in proportion. But I'm trying to think, I feel like I've seen big white guys that just had like a normal sized dick. You know what though? I've seen a big black guy with a fucking little dick too. It's not little.
Mm-hmm.
It's, he's fucking 6'5".
And he's got a
normal sized dick.
Dick.
Yeah.
Right.
So it's
right.
not, you know, and he never, that's okay. I'm glad. You don't go, whoa, little dick guy, because
yeah.
it's still, I feel like you only go, doesn't matter how tall you are, what color you are, if your shit's under 4, it's a fucking little dick. And if you're, because cold people look different, but it's steam room's usually hot. If
yeah.
it's swinging, you can kind of tell what it usually is.
Yeah, if it's bad in the steam room, it's probably bad.
Yeah, and most of the time, the little ones are usually very rare where you go, oh my God, that's got to be like a thing that you would actually be worried about pulling that out in front of somebody.
Right.
Like beyond, I'd say it's like a 15%er.
Beyond the just the strict dick size, vagina size bit of it, like, do you feel comfortable being in public where people are, you're drawing attention to the, you know, they look at you and you're so not mismatched, but so disproportionate to one another. What about this? When you're making love, sometimes I like to mix it up and kiss my wife.
Yeah, wow.
Can a six,
how much you pay for that?
A weirdo.
Can a 6'8" dude kiss a 4'9" woman if they're having missionary sex? No fucking way.
Of course I can.
What do you mean? That's ridiculous.
I mean, you can.
She's going to be like up to his sternum.
Okay.
Or am I wrong?
You can smooch her on the top of the head.
Pat her.
I have sex with a little good person job. Sometimes. And her head's near my head,
mm-hmm.
and I'm a foot higher than her.
All right. Well, then there you go.
I think. So gross. Sorry, you guys.
Scissor grandma.
Yeah, thank you. That's what I did.
Touché.
Made out with her, too.
Two more questions. My boyfriend has made a habit out of using his birthdays and holidays as an opportunity to upgrade his lifestyle under the guise of generous gift giving. He recently gifted me his used laptop, which he did spend money on, getting it cleaned up, etc., for Christmas after buying himself the latest upgraded laptop. My last birthday, he gave me his used scuba gear and took that opportunity to upgrade his own. The thing is, I am not a scuba diver, and my current laptop was perfectly adequate and suited to my needs.
Wait, who is this to her?
It's a boyfriend.
Oh, leave that dude. He's a piece
leave
of
him,
shit.
And then on the way out of the door, scissor grandma.
Mm-hmm.
Size fix all.
Help me.
Kevin, I think I know where you're going to come down on this one.
Turn that smart machine up to 11 right now. We're going to need it.
Okay, long story short, there's this woman who is a lesbian, and she got married to the woman who is now her wife, and her parents, for the sake of appearances, want her to have a do-over wedding ceremony in which their daughter-in-law pretends to be a man.
No. No. No and yes. Scissoring grandma is fucking totally appropriate.
No. Here you go. This is where you go along with it. You do the whole thing. You let them pay for the most lavish ceremony possible. You make sure they have paid for all of it ahead of time. You dress your wife up like a man, and then on the altar, you scissor your wife.
Oh, you have lesbian sex on the altar.
Yeah.
Finger.
And that's the way they do it.
That's how all lesbians have sex, I was told. Do you know how to make a lesbian baby? You rub your pussies together in a scissor. Everybody does that.
I was going to say, if they're that hung up on her being a dude, you have her walk down the aisle dressed up as a guy but has a strap on hanging out of the zipper.
What about if he has a strap on in his pants and he unzips it and fucks his daughter on the altar with the rubber dick going, I'm a man, I'm a man, I'm a man. Are you happy, Dad? I'm a man.
Or when they exchange rings, she can put like a big wedding ring on the strap on.
Oh, nice.
Very manly.
What about if they bring a cow onto the altar and they both take turns licking the cow's anus? Are you happy, Dad?
All right.
It's time for us to leave.
Is it? Can it be?
No, I don't know.
I have no idea. I've lost all track of time.
I don't even know what day it is.
Yeah.
That thing... So not only was this thing fucking up my voice, it was fucking up your guys' voice. That was so hard to pay attention to.
We sounded great.
Yeah, you sounded awful.
You just have to take our word for it. You sounded terrible. Yep.
Oh.
Learn a lot.
Yeah. Did I show you guys the latest human-faced animal shark thing?
What?
Abomination of nature.
Somebody caught a shark. It's dead, though, isn't it?
Is this a new thing for us to
it
worship?
It sucks when they always catch stuff that has like a human face. It dies.
Yeah, it's usually already dead because... Because
it had a human face.
It wasn't actually supposed to make it in the
sheep
first
can't
place.
Have human faces. Sharks can't have human faces.
Yeah, they're abominations. They don't live long.
Hey.
Indeed, this was an unborn shark inside a pregnant shark's tum-tum.
With a human face.
Yeah, I can show you. And then... The internet is divided over whether or not this is even real.
Yeah, I saw that.
Oh my God.
He's a Smurf.
Yeah, it looks like a puppet you would get at Burger King in like the 80s in one of their toy meals or whatever.
I can't believe any of you guys don't think that's real. That's so real.
I mean, it does kind of look similar to the other fucked up monsters we've seen.
He's got a point. Goat baby, pig baby. Those guys look very similar to shark baby.
There is a trait that strings amongst all of them that, but it does look very puppety. I'm ready to worship it. I don't know about you guys. I'm ready to worship it.
Yeah.
Do sharks have both of their eyes just above the mouth on the underside of their head?
No, this is a deformed shark, Michael.
True.
Like, have you ever seen a shark with one eye?
Like, born that way?
Yep.
Like a cyclops?
Yep.
I have not. Have you?
Yep.
Oh.
Could be making that up. But I feel like I've seen a fish with a... Or maybe it was a goat that had one eye. I think it was a one-eyed goat.
Oh, yeah. No,
that sounds familiar.
That's kind of...
So
wonderful.
If you can have one giant eye, why can't I have two underneath on the shark, you know? It's like...
I mean, once it got born and started to develop, they would have shifted apart, right?
I think it's...
Down to where they're supposed
look,
to go?
Guys, it's like science. It's like DNA strands, you know? Like in the... Prometheus and shit. And sometimes in the uterus, they break down and rebuild in wrong ways. And next thing you know, your shark looks like Casper the Friendly Ghost. It does look like it.
Yeah.
He's even got little googly hands like he's going, ooh.
Yeah, as far as horrific abominations of nature go, he's very adorable.
Sucks. I feel like he might have even been able to talk if he had lived. Because he had such
like
a human face.
Seemed like he had a heart of gold before he... died.
Yeah. Help me. Yeah.
I want to buy his merch.
I feel like that's what he wanted to say anyway.
And I guess a final piece of news. Tulsa, Oklahoma, a woman is alleged to have broken into a home by prying the screen off a window to get inside the home. In addition to stealing stuff, the officers say they found a left-behind bag of Cheetos and a bottle of water right near that open window. And later on, they were able to arrest and charge one Sharon Carr of Tulsa, Oklahoma, because of telltale Cheeto residue all over her teeth.
That's somebody that doesn't brush your teeth, because if you brush your teeth, Cheeto shit gets, it doesn't stay on there as long. You got to have tartar.
That's right, exactly.
Tartar and Cheetos is like concrete. I don't know why I know that. I feel like it's because I have children. And I've seen my children eat Cheetos and not brush their teeth. And I'm like, you guys need to brush your teeth, animals.
How nasty do you need to be for me to be able to tell that you ate Cheetos when you no longer are eating the Cheetos?
Okay, now I'm having a total recollection of like, no, this is like only a few weeks ago where my son was touching everything in the house with Cheeto fingers. And all of a sudden I saw Cheeto everywhere. And I'm like, are you touching stuff with Cheeto fingers? And he's just like, what are you talking about? And then he has Cheeto everywhere.
Yeah.
They really live in it.
My kid came up to me this morning and said, because he likes the Midas character, touch everything, turns gold from Fortnite. He came over to me and his hands were completely yellow. And he said, look, I painted my hands to look like Midas. And I was like, does that come off? And he's like, I think so.
Nice. Fun first. Think about the other stuff later.
And then I left. So that might be my son now.
Yeah, and your son is a big like console gamer. So does he have like...
You have the Space Jam run still?
No.
Man.
But did that sound weird?
A little bit.
Oh, my bad.
I hope that didn't dumb you up. You're all right?
It's permanent.
Oh, no. He's permanently smart now.
I thought I was like, you black, your son is like, and I'm like, what? Anyway, go ahead.
Like, is his controller just fucking crusted with, you know, like Cheeto dust and shit?
No, but you know what? He's a pretty serious gamer, so I feel like he'll Cheeto his cup, he'll Cheeto his dad's boxing gear, but he won't Cheeto his fucking remote control.
Yeah, because I feel like that's a lesson I didn't learn until I was an adult. Like,
Katie, do you see Cheeto dust on Tiger's remote?
I think he takes it with him when he leaves.
He's pretty serious about it.
I don't know.
He like brings his gear to both houses.
Yeah. It's like when that guy that plays pool shows up to the bar and he's way too serious about it. And yeah. He has his own carrying case.
Oh, he has a carrying case.
Yeah. Oh, right?
Yeah,
he does?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Maybe he doesn't get Cheeto dust on his
controller. I really don't think he does. I think he Cheetos like everything that isn't his because he doesn't care about that. But yeah, his shit, no.
Because I've been at my homie's house before, and I've, like, grabbed his PlayStation controller, and I'm like, what the fuck? And I flip it over, I'm like, oh, God.
See, that's...
And, like, since the pandemic hit, the PS5 came out, and the PS5 controllers are just pure eggshell white. And when I saw it, I was like, oh, my God, these are going to be disgusting. What a horrible color to choose for a controller. So I know when I go to, like, my homie's house and play PS5 there, his thing is going to be so fucking nasty.
You know, you wouldn't wipe it down?
I mean, you can wipe it down, but even... Because I clean my hands before I touch my controller and stuff. I don't want to get goo and, you know,
you
Cheeto
do?
Dust. And,
before every time you would play, you would make sure you wash your hands first?
Not necessarily wash my hands, but if I had eaten something or I'm touching shit, yeah, I don't want it transferring over. Because it does. It, like, if you flip them over, you just even from washing your hands and keeping your hands clean, there's this like this weird gunk debris that... builds up on controllers.
Ew.
And if you're somebody who's not even wary of Cheeto dust.
Oh, look, it's the same as your phone. If you don't wash your hands all the time, you're eating your own ass.
Yeah, that's true.
Poo shard, fucking fart screen, fucking all the shit that I've heard.
No, that's right. People...
Toilet flushing shits, throws shit out the toilet at you.
Yep. Yeah, no, there's probably a lot of people who don't know that it's been scientifically proven that your phone is... 100% encased in feces.
Yeah. So yep. I hope we helped you. Again.
Take that with you. One
if you're last not going to have sex with your grandmother, remember to clean your phone. It's the least you can take from the show. Thanks, everybody. Like and subscribe. Tell your friends. We really appreciate it. Michael?
Find us on Patreon.
Yep.
We're doing two additional full Jason Ellis shows every single week. Jason, you're doing workouts.
Two solo shows and workouts.
Yep.
And the Jason Ellis show.
Patreon.com/EllisMate. And if you're just listening this, you can watch all of the episodes we've done on YouTube. YouTube.com/TheJasonEllisShow.
When you go on that YouTube, like and subscribe. I love you. I love you. Sorry, Logan Paul. Don't die.
Blimp, blimp.
Blah! Bing boing boing.
Close your eyes. It's time to discover what starting and growing your own business feels like. Whether your business is bedsheets or skincare, Shopify's with you every step of the way. Now, open your eyes. This is Possibility, powered by Shopify. Sign up for a free trial at shopify.com/podcast22. Shopify.com/podcast22.